Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God, everybody, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We thank God for our Seasons of Purpose family that has tuned in tonight to be able to join us, praise the Lord, in this study of God's all-powerful and all-sustaining Word. Hallelujah. We thank God for you and pray that you have had the start of a blessed week. We thank God that this is the day, yes it is, that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. We give God all praise for his presence, for his power, for his glory. Yes, Lord, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for his everlasting and unfailing love. He is a great God, such an awesome and mighty powerful God he is. And we thank God for the opportunity again to come and be able to join with you in the study of God's Word. This evening, our own Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, he has a message that the Lord has downloaded within him. And the title of the message tonight is what a day, what a difference a day makes. What a difference a day makes. Oh, yes, it doesn't take God long to move. Many times he can move in minutes, seconds, days, one day. It doesn't take long. So we're looking forward to the word that Pastor Jasper is going to bring forth tonight, and pray that it's a blessing to you. Let's go to the throne of grace in prayer. Then we're going to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And then the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. If you haven't already gathered together your pen paper, your Bible, the Word of God, then go ahead and grab that, praise God, so that you can join in this study along with us. Bless everybody, bow their heads, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just give you all glory and praise and honor for this time of study in your word. We thank you for your presence with us, Lord. We thank you for everyone that has tuned in tonight. And we pray, Lord God, blessings upon them, that the blood of Jesus cover them and keep them in all of their ways. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting them at whatever point of need that they may have. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you are God, Heavenly Father, that never fails, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, as your word goes forth tonight, that it will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, never returning back to us void, Lord God. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. As I shared with you, we're going to usher in the presence of the Lord. We like to raise the praise. And so, listen, hallelujah. And as Hezekiah Walker shares with us, that not some praise, but every praise, hallelujah, belongs to our God.
Let me hear the worshiper!
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
What a difference a day makes. Amen. Number one. I have three titles on tonight. So yesterday is history. So yesterday is history. Amen. I want you to share with you a word by Kelly Rice and the poem that she wrote a time ago. Amen.
Amen. And the poem is titled Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. It says, yesterday's dead and tomorrow's unborn.
All right now.
So there is nothing to fear and nothing to mourn.
Yes.
For all that is past and all that has been can never return to be lived once again.
My God.
And what lies ahead are the things that will be.
Yes.
Are still in God's hands. So it's not up to me to live in the future. That is God's great unknown.
Yes.
For the past and the present, God claims for his own. So all I need to do is to live for today and trust God to show me the truth and the way.
My God.
For it's only the memory of things that have been and expecting tomorrow to bring trouble again that fills my today,
yes,
which God wants to bless with uncertain fears and borrowed distress. For all I need to live for is this one little minute, for life's here and now and eternity's in it.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for that word. Thank God for that wonderful poem.
Amen.
Right. Praise God. And it's still true today about life and about yesterday's history. Life is what God gives you today, 24 hours, one day at a time. The God give us. Amen. Everything is a blessing to add it to that. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you're talking about today right now. Amen. God and his word is true no matter what's going on in our life. So from beginning to end, his word is alive and true. It's a living word. It's a blessed word. It's a powerful word, praise God. Amen. It's a word that is true always. So there is nothing to fear. Nothing. But learn to trust in God, trust in his word. Amen. Trust in his word from beginning to end.
Amen.
We thank God for that. We thank God for that opportunity. While our believers in Christ are cautioned against boasting about tomorrow, there are some days of great significance to us.
Mm-hmm.
The hope of tomorrow. We hope for tomorrow. We hope and pray for tomorrow. We have faith in that. We hope for tomorrow that God will bless us for another day. And James, you know, James said in James 4, chapter 4, verse 13 to 15, King James Version, go to now, ye there, and say, today or tomorrow, we will go and do such and such into the city and continue there for a year or so and buy and sell and do what you need to do to get gain or get profit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is yours, what is your life? It is a vapor that appears for a little while, for a little time, and vanish away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and we shall do this and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And wisdom there. If the Lord will, you're a wise man or woman. You would say, if the Lord will, we shall do X, Y, Z, we shall do this or that. If God will, let God will be done. Amen. James reminds us that they cannot predict, or we cannot predict, or have control of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And most always consider the plan of God. God holds our future in his hand. Amen. He knows the future. He knows the end is from the beginning. He is Alpha and Omega. It is wrong to do things without God. I'll say that again. It is wrong to do things without God. And it is wrong to plan things without God. Sometimes people we get ahead of doing things without God, think we can do them ourselves. And saying you can do this and that. And God said, I think you can do better with me than you can without me. You can do better with God in your life and what you do than you can do without him. He even told the disciples when they were fishing, he said, you need a couple of fish and put them in the net.
Mm-hmm.
Clean the net, put the nets up, He told them, you know, do it again. One day they do it on the right side. And they caught so many fish, they had to call all the other boats to come out and help them out, partner with them to get the fish on board and take them out to the land.
All right.
Because they did what Jesus said for them to do. Christ said, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. I'm the vine, the true vine, and you are the branches. So without me, you can't do nothing. Without me, you can't be fruitful. You can't have an abundant life without me. Only with Christ you can have life and have it more abundantly, praise God.
Amen.
We had a hope for tomorrow in that. We had a hope to trust God in that and what we do. We just trust in his little word, trust in the thing that God reminds us of. So without him, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Amen? It's wrong for you to try to do it on your own. And Christ said, I can do it. We can do it together and do it better with him. If people leave God and put their planning on their own and leave him out of their planning, God may just leave you out of his planning. Amen. But learning to trust in God is the only way for us to believe in Christ, to plan on an uncertain future. But with Christ, we have a future greater than tomorrow. We have a future greater than we can fully understand, come here in our own mind and heart. God gives us so much greater in all things. We just learn to trust in him and obey his word and be obedient to his truth. Amen.
You
understand and believe on the word of God. God will take, he will take us all the way that we need to go. Amen. Learn to trust in him and lead not to our own understanding. Praise God. Oh, what a difference the day makes.
Mm-hmm.
To know God's will. Be prepared to do his perfect will faithfully. Be obedient to his word, be obedient to his holy word when we get into him for Genesis and Revelation, which he edified all time, the word of the living God. God's will is true. God's will is lying in harmony with the word of God. It goes together like a hand and glove.
Yes.
Better than a hand and glove. So God's word never fails.
That's right.
And never lose your power. So please seek his guidance. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Prayerfully. Be the guidance of God. Be a part of his plan. They say Jeremiah 29:11. Be a part of the plan of God. God's plan better, greater than our plan.
Much
successful in God's plan. Much greater than God's plan. More security in God's plan. Learn to trust in him and lead not to your own understanding. That own understanding sometimes gives us in trouble. Praise God. But God's plan, he gives no sorrow to it. Amen.
Amen.
You have to be successful. You have to be strong. You have to be mighty. You have to be more than a conqueror in the things of God. Praise God. To be loved by God. To be the truth of their word. And lead not to what you call your own understanding. Learn to yield to God's own planning, and he will make you better than you ever been before. Declare his glory among the people, among the nation. Amen. His marvelous work among the people of God, among the people that they don't know him, they have a testimony before them. They didn't know that. Worship the Most High God, Yahweh, Elohim, amen, Jehovah, Rapha, Jehovah Nisa. Know how to trust in God's living word and learn how to stand true to who he is. Learn to stand true on God's word. He will never fail you. He will never let you down.
Amen.
Here we go. Never borrow sorrow from your tomorrow. Another poem for Helen Rice.
Right. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Never borrow sorrow from tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
Deal only with the present. Never step into tomorrow. For God asks us just to trust him.
Yes.
And to never borrow sorrow. For the future is not ours to know. And it may never be. So let us live and give our best and give it lavishly.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank God for that word. So never borrow sorrow from tomorrow. Oh, please. No, take care of today. Today, take care of yourself, praise God. For God asks, and we just trust him. Amen. And never borrow sorrow for your tomorrow. Praise God. For the future is not ours to know, but it is. Some of it, you got to get revelation in the word. He can't reveal some things to you that he just called and just other people in the word of God. He revealed to the revelation of the word, John, to the revelation of God's word, he revealed to his saints that he learned to trust in, like Apostle Paul, John, God reveal his word to. Amen. Vision and other things. Sometimes God choose who he reveal his vision to in Daniel. He reveal his word to from time to time. He does that. He's faithful saint of God. But learn to trust in God's word. Learn to trust in him. And lean not to your own understanding. Again, now there are some days of great significance to us. We're talking about, okay, for example, number three, the today of what? Some count today of one's birth, today of life, today of your singleness, today of your promotion, today of your school, today of justice, today of equality, today of somebody's confirmation, today of our community, today of some generation, today of someone's family, today of some freedom, today of some people's achievement, amen, personal achievement or group achievement, today of someone's celebration, praise God, today of someone's graduation, today of someone receiving a driver's license, today of someone receiving a career or their professional career. It's something going on for the day that people glad to be a part of. What do your today hold? And man and woman of God, what do your today hold for you? I have an answer for you. God got an answer for you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Amen. According to 2 Corinthians 6, chapter 2. Chapter 6, verse 2. Now is the day of salvation, praise God. Now your day of salvation. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. According to Hebrews 13:8. For by grace ye are saved, through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Praise God for his unspeakable gift. He unmerited favor. It is a gift of God, according to Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Today your day of salvation, saint. You don't know him already, you know him Savior. But God commended his love towards us, saying that while we were yet sinners, praise God, Christ died for us, according to Romans 5 and 8. Yeah. Died for you and died for me. Oh, what great love of the Father he commended towards us. But Jesus took our faith to our substitution for sin, for death, for you, and for I. Amen. He became victorious over hell, death, and the grave, thank God. So through the Son of God, through the man of God, through the substitution of Jesus Christ, we had him reconciled back to God the way he did on the cross of Calvary, praise God, and through his shed blood on that time, on that day. For there is power in the blood of Jesus. It never loses its power, saint. It never loses its power. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But today, saint, for today, if you will confess with your mouth and the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Christ from the dead, praise God, ye will be saved. You will be saved. You have salvation through Jesus Christ, amen. And instead of going to hell, you make a different chain of course, a different new direction, praise God. And you're on the way to heaven, praise God, by Jesus Christ being on the cross. So today is your day. Today is your day of salvation, praise God. Ask the Lord to God forgive you all your sins and receive Christ as your Lord and Savior today. And he will turn you into a new direction. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ our Lord. He's our Savior of your life. He's your Savior, your new life in Christ. Praise God. You are born again. You are transformed into the new life in Christ. Old things are passed away. Praise God. Behold, all things become new in Christ Jesus. Welcome to your new life in Christ. Praise God. Welcome to your new life in Christ. Welcome to your new family in Christ Jesus. Amen. For your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, praise God. Welcome to the family of God. Kingdom family, praise God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. What you going to do? We will rejoice, praise God, and be glad in it. Praise God. It's rejoicing time, saint. Let us rejoice in what God is doing in your life, in my life, and in someone else's life on today. Let the new life in Christ Jesus last forever. Grow to a better, brighter day, praise God. Bye. Studying the word of God and obeying the God's word, amen, you would continue to grow and prosper, to grow and mature in the things of God, praise God. And also for you to be in the body of Christ, to learn to pray, amen, be a prayer warrior, learn about the Lord's prayer, amen. Learn how to pray for the things of God. Learn how to contact us, or contact where God has you to go to a faithful church, amen. You're online, praise God. God, we send you somewhere that you can grow and develop, you can mature in the things of God. And we're here to help you as well. Oh, what a difference a day makes in Christ Jesus. For Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Jesus is a blessed assurance. Oh, what a foretaste of God's glory divine. Jesus is a love that you can never forsake. Jesus is a love that you grow stronger day by day, praise God. Because he lives, I can face my tomorrow, praise God. You can face your tomorrow. There's a wonderful working power in the name of Jesus. A wonderful working power, and it never loses its power. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. He's the rock of your salvation, praise God.
Yes.
Blessed the Lord, for he is my shepherd. I shall not want. Faith is a victory, praise God, and victory is in Jesus. Oh, what a difference that a day can make. Oh, what a difference he's making your life on today. You learn to trust him and trust in his word, praise God. Trust in the living word of God. Trust in the things of God. Trust in God's word he has for your life, amen. He got a greater teacher for you than anyone else can ever give you, amen. A better teacher, a greater teacher, a greater life in him, praise God. Let God live that life before him and give you strong and give you strength. Yeah, you run your day by day, amen. Oh, what a difference a day makes in your life. So let Jesus show you the way. Yes, Jesus be a friend that sit closer than a brother in your life, and learn to trust in him and lean not to your own understanding. And we thank God for your whole world this hour. Thank God for what he's doing in our life. Thank God you can trust in him. Thank God you can learn to be obedient to the word of God. Learn to walk by faith and not by sight. But God is in your life to guide you, to direct you, to keep you strong. When you are his grace is more than sufficient, to keep you strong in him. Trust in him. Trust in him. Lead not to your own understanding. For God is ready to be your Lord and be your Savior this day. What a joy, what a blessing to trust in the living God, not in yourself. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. What a difference a day makes. Wow. Hallelujah. And the man of God says that when Jesus Christ is in your life, when Jesus Christ, when you make him, when you make him a priority in your day, he can make all the difference. He does make all the difference. Make Christ a priority in your day. He makes all the difference. A life in Christ makes all the difference. You don't have to worry and fret about tomorrow. You don't have to look at the news and hear what's going on around you and then begin to fret or become anxious about tomorrow. You don't have to live in a state of depression or a state of fear when Jesus Christ is in your day-to-day life. Praise God. I would not live a day without him. Oh, my God, I would not live a day without him. No, I wouldn't. Because he truly, Jesus Christ, makes all the difference in our lives. And when we have him in our lives, when we place him in that place of priority, when we first wake up in the morning and our first thoughts are on him, praise Amen. God, thanking God for a brand new day. Oh, that sets the course for the day. What a difference. That difference, what a difference. The difference in the day is Jesus Christ.
Brand new mercy.
He makes all the difference.
Brand new mercy.
Brand new mercies every morning.
Amen.
Brand new compassion every morning.
Praise God.
His plan for that day, as Jeremiah 29:11 talks about, goes forth. And it and the Lord says, yes, I have a plan for your life.
Amen.
Each and every day. A plan to prosper you and not to harm you and to give you a hope and a future.
Yes, yes.
And as Pastor Jasper was mentioning, that song that he touched a little upon it, that we don't have to worry about tomorrow, that when Christ holds, when he holds the day, and that song that says that because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Amen.
Because he lives, all is worth the living each and every day.
Amen.
Just
God.
Because he lives.
Yes.
Praise God. So, yes, that difference. What is the difference that that is made in your life each and every day? When you have Christ in your life, he makes a difference, a lasting difference, a sustaining difference, a never-failing difference. Praise God.
He's a difference maker.
In your life, oh yes, he is indeed the difference maker. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight. I want to hear from you. Has Christ made a difference in your life?
Amen.
Has Christ made a difference in your life? Does he make a difference in your life on a day-to-day basis? Oh, yes. If Christ has made a difference in your life and you don't mind telling somebody about it, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Yes, the word of God tells us, and they overcame by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Yes.
Yes. You know, it's important that we share the good news of Jesus Christ with others, especially in this time that we're living in, because there are so many people that are hopeless and they're looking for a hope. Well, I am here to tell you tonight that that hope will only be found in the presence of Jesus Christ,
yes.
That he is the difference maker.
Hope and glory.
As Pastor Jasper talked about, he is the difference maker in your day.
Amen.
Is there anyone tonight that is willing to be able to share what a difference the Lord has made in your life? Yes, on a day-to-day basis. Press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to be able to hear from you. I can tell you that Christ has made a difference in my life.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, not only has he made a difference, he's made all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
He has made all the difference in my life. Hallelujah. And I thank God and I give him all the praise.
Yes.
I don't mind standing and being able to share the good news and glory of our Heavenly Father. Oh, we have a hand raised, praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits is 0400. And this woman, I know God has made a significant difference in her life. But the reason I know that he's made a difference in her life is because the presence of God in her life has made a difference in mine. Go ahead, Mother Pat. Hallelujah.
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Pastor Jasper, thank you for that word. What a difference
Amen.
A day makes. I'm going to tell you
yes.
the thing that happened to me. I was in so much pain, and I shared it with Pastor Lisa, and she was just about to hang up. And the Holy Spirit said, pray, pray now. I'm telling you, this is my praise report, Pastor Lisa. My back has not been hurting me. Nothing like it had before you prayed. My walk is much better. My feet don't hurt. I'm telling you, I had my back hurt, my feet hurt, and I was in just a mess. But because of the prayers of the righteous availeth much, all during that day I was in pain. But just in the moment before the day ended, I'm telling you, I told my daughter, I say, you know what? Pastor Lisa prayed for me. My back don't hurt like it was. Oh, no, it don't hurt nothing like it was. And so I know God has a way of moving in your life. Sometimes things are done immediately. Sometimes it takes a little while. But God is still faithful. He's faithful in all that he says that he will do. So, yes, a day can make a difference in the Lord.
Yes.
I'm going to emphasize in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get outside of the Lord, the devil will make your day worse. But in Christ, in Christ,
yes.
What
in
a
Christ.
Difference being in Christ makes.
Amen.
And like Sister said, acknowledging God in the very beginning. That's what we get up in the morning, even all during the night. Lord, I thank you for another day, another day that you have made. And I choose to rejoice in it. And we sang a little song for my son to start his day off. You know, it's nothing like living for God day by day. Yes, you're going to go through it, but your trial is to help somebody else. So I thank you for what a day. One day can make a big difference. Amen.
Oh, yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Mother Pat.
Praise God. And we thank God for the manifestation of his healing power over your body.
Yes,
Lord, we give God the praise. And we thank him for manifesting his healing and bringing forth a relief of any pain and discomfort. Praise God. And thank you so much for sharing that testimony.
Amen.
Because as we know, somebody on this line needed to hear, praise the Lord, what you had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What a powerful testimony.
Amen.
Thank God. To God be all the glory. Is there another tonight that doesn't mind and would like to be able to share the goodness of God in your life, that God has made, that the presence of God and the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has made a difference in your life, has made a change in your life? Yes, praise God. God is good. He is good all the time. That song just came to mind. We have a caller, praise God, yes. Your last four digits are 4979. 4979, praise God. Go right ahead, my sister.
Okay. Well, it's not your sister this time. It's your brother. It's James
Baker. Excuse me, praise the Lord. Pastor Baker. I looked at your number. It looked familiar to someone else. Go right ahead.
That's okay, no problem. I just wanted to, I came in as Pastor Jasper was sharing, and certainly he was on fire tonight for the Lord, and wanted to thank him for sharing it. And yes, God has made a difference in my life. I just wanted to say that often when we are walking with God, I think it's just important that we understand that we're not immune, right, from the challenges and the vicissitudes of life. And that being said, one of the great things that I have found out about God is that God knows how to bring us through things. He knows how to bear our pain and help us to bear the pain that we go through. And that's something that at this season of my life, these last 2 years have been tumultuous and having lost some significant people in my life that have really played vital roles, and also, as you both know, going through a time of divorce and such. And so very painful, grieving time, but God has made himself so known and has made the difference. And I want to also say that when I think of God, and I want to just close with this, I thank God for God's people, people such as yourselves, and how people like yourselves who care for people and you love on people and you pray for people, even as you did for me. And I'm telling you that God not only makes a difference himself, but he also makes a difference through his people that he has, his leaders that he has in place. And I just wanted to thank both of you for your kindness. And I haven't been with you for a few weeks. I've been in school doing a few things. I'm working on a few things. But when I got in tonight, I saw your message. I said, I'm going to jump on this thing tonight. And just let them know that I love you and just wanted to encourage you in what you're doing for God. So God bless you, and thank you for letting me say something to you tonight. God bless you.
Amen. We love you, and thank you so much for sharing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Pastor Baker, he said something profound that we need to allow to resonate in each of our spirits as believers and children of the Most High God, that God not only makes a difference, but God also makes a difference through his people. We have a work to do, saints. We have a work to do as the salt and light of the earth. We have a work to do so that, yes, we can allow the Spirit of the Lord to move through us to make a difference in the lives, hallelujah,
amen,
of others. That is what we're called to be able to do.
Because Jesus gave the greatest example.
Oh, yes,
of that.
He did.
Every day he gave the greatest example of making a difference in other people's lives.
Yes.
The greatest example, the Son, the living God, he gave the greatest example, and we should do the same.
Yes, it's been said that the Christ in you may be the only Christ that a person may see.
Amen.
You may be in the grocery store and somebody may be really going through, and the Lord has placed you right there at that specific time to be able to minister to and be able to help to edify and uplift and encourage that person in the Lord. It doesn't even have to be someone that you know. It could be a stranger.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. But God will speak. I'll share a testimony to that. I was in actually the dollar store, and there was this lady that was standing in front of me. Actually, no, I was standing in front of her. I had purchased some cards, greeting cards, and she had purchased some greeting cards as well. But I had forgot to turn my greeting cards over so that the cashier could easily scan the barcode. So before she, I checked out, she had to flip over all the cards. The woman that was behind me said, well, I've got my greeting cards already turned over. And I didn't say anything to her, but I thought to myself, I said, that was a kind of I could have taken that, you know, in the wrong direction. But for her to be able to say that. But I went ahead and checked out. And as I was, the cashier was getting to the last cart, I clearly heard the Spirit of the Lord say, when that woman, meaning the woman behind me, gets ready to leave out of the store, I want you to stand there and wait, and I want you to pray for her. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, this woman has made the sarcastic comment about me not turning over my cards, and I got to stand here and take the time and pray. And then the Lord reminded me, okay, hello, you know, are you going to be obedient? Are you not going to be obedient? And I said, Lord, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be obedient to your word. I'm putting flesh aside, and I'm going to stand here. And as I went out the door, I stood there right on the sidewalk, and I waited for her to come out the door. And then I started, you know how when the Lord tells us something like that, we begin to think, oh, Lord, you know, what? How is this person going to receive this? What are they going to say? How are they going to react? And the Lord said, you put all that aside and just do what I told you to do. And so sure enough, when the woman came out of the door, I stood there and I said, hello. And I said, I heard what you said. And when she said, when I said I heard what you said, she had also been talking about as well to the lady at one point that was behind her, that she was having some problems because her husband was sick. That I heard as well. And so she thought I heard what I said, what she had said about the cards, but that wasn't what I was talking about. And so I said, I heard what you said, and the Lord has told me to pray for you and to pray with you. And as she stood there and she said, I believe in this. She said, yes, I believe in the Lord. Her whole countenance began to change. And as she stood there, tears began to well up in her eyes. And I took her by the hand, And I said, do you mind if I just take the time to pray with you? Now, mind you, had I continued to be in the flesh, that would not have been a good situation. It would not have turned out that way. But I had to yield myself, praise God, to the presence of God, to the word of God, to the command of God, because God was having me, as Pastor Jasper just shared, to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, in that woman's life that day. We stood there and we prayed. And I prayed with her and I prayed for her. I prayed for her husband. She began to share with me that her husband was ill and that he had been sick for some time and that she was kind of like at the end of her rope because she had not had anyone, any help in the process. And so, again, but after praying with her and encouraging her in the word, it changed and turned her, that turned over and turned her around for that period of time, her whole demeanor, her whole attitude. And she left with a smile, smiling and thanking me for taking the time to pray with her. And so I share that to say that when the Lord speaks to you, as Pastor Baker just shared, that God can use you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, he can, to be able to make a difference and make a change in the lives of others. Remember that you may be the only Christ that others may see. So, yes, praise God. We thank God for the word tonight. What a difference a day makes in Jesus Christ. He makes all the difference in your day. Hallelujah. Well, we have about 5 more minutes left into the broadcast. Praise God. I thank God for Mother Pat and thank God for Pastor Baker sharing a word with our audience tonight.
Yes,
we thank God for the both of you. We thank God for everyone else that has tuned in tonight. And we pray. And I praise the Lord that this word has been a blessing to you. We're not going to take for granted, however, that everybody on the line is saved. So with Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells us, as Pastor Jasper shared in his word tonight, that if you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. All you have to do is simple as A, B, and C. Just accept, confess, and believe and say, Lord, I am a sinner. Pray this simple prayer. Lord, I am a sinner, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, knowing that Jesus Christ was into this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for you, and you believe that, then you tonight are saved. And we give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for salvation in Jesus Christ. Yes. And now we ask that you go forth this night and the rest of this week. Have a wonderfully blessed week. And again, take this word with you wherever you go. Take Christ with you wherever you go and make a difference in the lives of someone along the way. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Have a wonderfully blessed evening. We love you.
Love you. Thank you.
And thanks for tuning in.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
rolled up his sleeves, the angels putting on the ritz. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. Coming soon, you better be believing.
Our God is an awesome God.
In the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. Hope that you have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
God.
Verse 2, Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh.